Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Baxter with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. Snakes, lots of snakes. Now, Jeremy's in New South Wales. That is not as overrun as Queensland. But there are exceptions. Right now, we're going to go to Queensland because it's springtime already in Queensland. Remember, that's north, so it gets a lot of tropical breezes coming down from the tropics, coming down from the equator. And the pythons, the carpet pythons, seem restless. Jeremy, there's one report of a man seeing pythons wrestling on his back porch. Now, the last time we checked about wrestling pythons, they were on the beach, and the loser had to gets his head pushed in the sand, and then he slithers away, if that's the right word for pythons. Pythons can move any way they want. It's fine with me. They want to walk, they can walk. But in any event, he finds them fighting on his back porch. So pythons fight anywhere, not just beaches?
Oh, they absolutely do, John. Anywhere that there's a competition, where there's a competitive mate, they will fight. And the purpose of fighting for pythons around this time of year is because they're trying to impress a suitor. So what's happened in this case in the Queensland home is that two pythons that were probably living in the garden or in the backyard anyway have found a suitable mate. But the problem is they have found the same mate. So what they do is they get involved in this intense tussling match, which if you can imagine two male pythons wrapping themselves around each other, using every muscle in their body to effectively tire the other one out. They were doing this all over the backyard of this poor gentleman's home. So you can imagine the fright when he came home and suddenly saw these two pythons, which sticking straight up in the air as well. I mean, they're just not wrestling around on the ground. They're actually quite vertical there because of the muscles in their body, going at it very hard. And really the goal is, John, not for one python to kill the other, as we've seen before with the pythons fighting on the beach. What they actually do is they want to tire one of them out, and the one that is least tired at the end is the winner. And the one that is most tired actually taps out. So at the end of this fight, what happened was the loser basically just put his head down on the ground. The winner, as you described there earlier, the ritual is that the winner will actually push the loser's head into the ground for some time, and the loser knows that he's lost, and off he goes. So as crazy and as horrible as it looks, John, it really is actually just like watching a snake wrestling match. It really is quite a sight.
Now, of all the places in a home that I would not want to see a snake is the baby's crib. What happened?
Oh, John, this is another case of really you've got to keep your doors closed in Queensland. In Queensland, again, it was down on the Sunshine Coast. Basically, a lady, she was looking after her baby during the daytime. Her husband was at work, and she does admit that she actually left the sliding door open in the back. And that's probably the first mistake here, because you just can't do that for any small amount of time because snakes are very sneaky. And she went away and came back, closed the door, but then she went and had a look at look into her baby's room, and she noticed what she thought she saw was a snake heading into the room. So, I mean, aghast and scared, she sort of kept her distance, but then after some time actually went in there to see whether or not it was a snake. Lo and behold, John, it was a 4 to 5 foot diamond python. And diamond pythons aren't venomous. They aren't really as dangerous as they can, as other pythons are, but they are quite feral, so you can imagine the horror when she suddenly realizes that the snake she thought she saw actually is the snake she thought she saw, and it was in the baby's cot. So she had to call the snake catcher, as every good Queenslander does. You don't try and tackle them yourself, and had to get it removed. But, John, it just shows again that here living in Australia, you can't leave your doors open for a second. And I joke about it, and I've said it many times. I check everything, and I keep the house completely airtight when I'm inside. And this is a prime reason why.
Grab the baby and run. Okay. Now, there is one story of a man taking on pythons. This is a famous cricketer. Who is he?
Oh, Glenn McGrath. He's a famous test cricketer from not that long ago. He was a cricket captain. He actually used to be a very strong batter, make many, many centuries. And he's very, very adept at effectively getting a bat onto ball. And I guess this came in handy here, because what Glenn did was he went to his Narromine home, which is Narromine, New South Wales. It's only about 3 hours' drive from where I am now. And inside his home, he saw one snake. And he thought, you know, this is pretty normal. I'll get rid of it. And that was probably the most interesting part. He thought to himself that he could get rid of it rather than calling a snake catcher. But he's living in rural New South Wales, so be it. But then it wasn't just one snake. There were two other snakes in the house. So what he had managed to do was he found a stick, a wooden stick, and he started wrestling the snakes. Now, I mean, this is an international cricketer, so you can imagine that he's pretty fearless. He's used to facing, I guess you could say, 110-mile-an-hour balls coming down at him on the cricket pitch. But he actually went after all three snakes. And his wife got the camera out and filmed it. And she, I mean, she held it together pretty well. But it was amazing to see just how calm he was as he wrestled all three pythons and got them out of his house. And, I mean, Glenn McGrath, fantastic cricketer, but who knew? He's actually an amateur snake handler as well, it turns out. So, I honestly, John, if I had three snakes in my house, I'm joking, but I'd probably burn it down for the insurance. I just wouldn't know what to do with it. But he dealt with it.
Jeremy, I want to understand how Australia works with snakes. Your wife and you are asleep. The children are asleep in their rooms. And for some reason, about 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, you hear a bang somewhere in the house. What do you do? Do you roll over and go back to sleep? Do you grab a flashlight and go looking? What is a homeowner supposed to do hearing a bang in the middle of the night with these snake stories?
Well, John, I can tell you what I do, and I think most people do. It's option B, definitely grab the light and find out what made the bang, because the reality is there is nothing that just bangs. And something had to have caused it. And in Australia, it's either going to be a snake, it's going to be some kind of other reptilian creature like a lizard, or it could actually be a possum, or sometimes koalas, believe it or not, do make it into the rooms of homes. So, oh, John, honestly, 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm up, I'm at it, I've got the flashlight there. I'm trying to find out what the bang is and hoping, though, that it is a possum and not three pythons in my home.
Jeremy Zakas, reminding us that Australia is a challenge. Remember, exotic creatures, everyone tries to kill you. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. We're heading to the cricket pitch. I'm John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.